designed for keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Everybody, this is Sunday and this is Butch on Sports. I am simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, here on a Sunday that is going to be full of surprises the rest of the week here. But I got a lot of good stuff to give you here. Some sports news that I guess you can't get enough of, or maybe you can. So let's have at it, boys and girls, and I'll give you this version of Butch on Sports here. Let's congratulate, number one, the winners and the losers of the football extravaganza that was at Ford Field this past weekend. I'm going to go down the line here and give everybody their due here. Centerville 22 over the Ubley by a score of 22-0. That's in Division 8. Division 2, Muskegon Mona Shores over Warren D. LaSalle, 25-19. Montague 40, Clinton 14. That's in Division 6. And Division 4 on Friday was Detroit Country Day 13, Cadillac Zip. On Saturday, New Lothrop 42, Traverse City, St. Francis 35. West Bloomfield 41, Davidson 0. Grand Rapids CC, or Catholic Central, 48, Frankenmuth, 21. In the final game that I had to take a look at there was DeWitt, 40, River Rouge, 30. Congratulations to all of them, including the winners and the losers of this particular long, long football season there. That is done. Now we're waiting for winter sports, and we'll be waiting. However, under the state of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services, they made a decision on Saturday for the University of Michigan's athletic department to immediately pause athletic activity in all the sports, that's including games, teams, individual training sessions, until further notice, up to 14 days. Now, why Michigan, University of Michigan, has worked diligently to testing and reporting within the state and the Big Ten Conference guidelines. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is mandating a more aggressive strategy for the B1.1.7 variants there, which exceed current programs afford to design around the state and a standard form of a virus there. And this is will be a little bit more dangerous, a lot more quicker virus there. Now, this mandate follows the positive testing and the results of the SARS CoV 2B1.1.7 variant virus infection from several individuals linked to the University of Michigan's athletic department through its diligent testing regimen there. That B1.1.7 variant is to be approximately 50% more transmittable than the standard form of virus, leading to faster spreads of the virus, potentially increasing numbers of the cases, and additionally giving more hospitalizations and deaths. Therefore, a pause of all athletic activities and closure of all University of Michigan athletic facilities are being taken to strengthen the public health intervention. The team members, that means the student athletes, the coaches, and the team staff members, must immediately isolate or quarantine effectively, yes, that's effectively yesterday, January the 23rd, until further notice, and or up to 14 days, and that'll be on February the 7th. By the way, before all this happened, the University of Michigan basketball team beat Purdue. They're 13-1. Four games they're going to miss there. So we'll wait and see. The University of Detroit Mercy basketball team shot 64% in their second half and grabbed a lead for good early of the second half. And they earned an 82-72 road victory over in the Metro Series at their rival, University of Oakland, on Saturday at the O-Rena. I can't stand that name, the O-Rena. I guess it's for O-O-O is for Oakland. I don't know. I just don't know. Junior guard Anton Davis led the Titans in scoring with 27 points. His fourth straight game with 20 or more points and to the team high with 7 assists. So there you have that one there. I don't have no Michigan State goodies there at this present, but I'll get them. I'm quite sure on Wednesday, Michigan State will be back in action. Why, again, University of Michigan will be on pause. Well, the Detroit Lions announced yesterday that Aaron Glenn has been named the team's new defensive coordinator. Additional contract terms were not disclosed, but Glenn comes to Detroit after spending 5 seasons as a secondary coach for the New Orleans Saints. He brings to the Lions more than 24 years' worth of experience in the National Football League, including playing from the front office, working as a coaching staff, and probably a lot more experience to bring to the team right now of the defunct and defunct Detroit Lions staff there that's basically trying to build themselves back up there. And I understand that Anthony Lynn from the Chargers will be the offensive coordinator. That has not been made official, but we've been sneaking around there and getting word that this is what's going to happen for the Detroit Lions up to this weekend here. Now, in the meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, who has played his last snap in the uniform of the Detroit Lions. Yes, he's a longtime starter for 12 years, has informed the team that he would like to make a fresh start. That's according to NFL Network and also other team reports. And then we got it confirmed by the Detroit Lions. And yes, this conversation did happen. It happened on Friday afternoon. And they got this, I guess, everything started leaking from that point on there. Yes, the trade will end this 12-year tender for Stafford with the Lions, who took his first overall in the draft, in 2009. He currently stands as the team's all-time leader in passing yards, touchdowns, and could be an attractive option for teams. But right now, he's 32 years of age, so that's not too bad. Now, Stafford approached the Lions after the season, suggesting a trade that would be best for all parties. And they confirmed it again on the conversation between the new head coach and general manager that this was a conversation that was had. This was first broke out by Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press. But again, we got a confirmation from the Lions there that, yes, the conversation did happen. Wait, there's more, boys and girls. Former Browns general manager John Dorsey will be set to join the Lions this week. In the middle of this week, it should be official, and they should give official announcement. Dorsey will be the senior personnel executive with the Detroit Lions as part of the team's front office overhaul. And again, the front office is definitely going to get overhauled to a no-not-one. They're throwing people out left and right there and getting a setting or setup that is feasible for the Lions to be successful there. Feasible. Dustin Poirier last night, or we should say in the morning there, beat up on Conor McGregor on Saturday night at the UFC 257. And McGregor won the same fighter there. He got knocked out in the first round. Again, he wasn't the same fighter. Poirier, he kind of chopped on McGregor's leg, and he chopped on it left and right until he got that leg just not even working. Then he brutally put him with combinations, dropping him with left and right, and he ended up 2 shots, and then he was on the ground. So much for Conor McGregor. He said he's going to still stick and stay and hang on in there and be a good little boy and get better. Well, NBC is getting out of sports business, boys and girls there. They first reported by Sports Business Journal, NBC is planning to shut down their operations of the NBC Sports Network by the end of 2021. NBCSN served as the sports home for NBC programming and regular broadcasting for the NHL, English Premier League, and also along with NASCAR races and college basketball game. Per this report that we got there, or I received, that NBC would be moving certain sporting events to the USA Network. It is currently in more homes than NBC Sports Network. NBC deals with the NHL is up at the end of the current season. So it might be some big, big changes as far as you watching hockey on the NBC Network. And let me give you a secret, boys and girls. If they have an open negotiation and making a bid, you better believe that Fox is going to be in there with a ridiculous high price because they want the NHL. They really do. They really, really do. I'm telling you right now. ABC and ESPN, who is connected together there, I'm quite sure they want a piece of that rock too. And maybe the competition or the completion of a new contract may bring back ESPN, ABC, and also Fox into the prey of bringing hockey to you instead of NBC. We'll wait and see for that, boys and girls. Again, NBC is part of NASCAR Racing, but again, we'll be doing a lot of simulcasting on the USA Network before NBC Sports Network is finally shut down. That was one of the deals that conversation I got from the NBC Sports Network that they would do that to get people used to going to the USA Network and looking at their sports. USA Network was an extremely powerful platform back in the 80s when cable was good and fresh in a lot of people's homes, boys and girls. You could see a lot of basketball on the NBC Sports Network. Yes, you did see some hockey, per se, on the NBC Sports Network, or I should say, change my mind on that, the USA Network. Now, the USA Network, for some unknown reason, got out of that market there when NBC bought out USA Network and took ownership of that particular network. So, but NBC has had a lot of changes there, per se. The NBC Sports Network was launched in 2012. The network started as the Outdoor Life Network in 1995. It was rebranded in 2006 to Versus, if you can remember that. Then, as I said, in 2012, it became the NBC Sports Network as we know it now. So you got a little history lesson. I'm sorry. Hall of Famer and longtime home run king Hank Aaron passed away on Friday morning. His daughter confirmed that on WSB-TV in Atlanta. The Atlanta Braves legend was 86 years old. 25 times he was an All-Star. He played in Major League Baseball from 1954 to 1976. Almost an entire career with the Braves organization, first in Milwaukee, then they moved to Atlanta. In 57, he led the organization to their first World Series title since 1914. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1982. Aaron's first major league tryout was at the age of 15 years old with the Brooklyn Dodgers. in 1949, but he didn't make the team. He started a minor league career with the Indianapolis Clowns of the Negro League in 1951 at the age of 17. Only 7 months later, in June of 52, he signed with the Boston Braves, who offered him more money than any other team. That followed the season, the franchise moved to Milwaukee, and Aaron got his first big major league roster call-up in 1954, wearing number 5. He switched to the number 44 the next season. During that time, he made his first All-Star appearance. Henry Aaron, I got to meet a couple of times there, once at the old ballpark known as Tiger Stadium. Yes, Tiger Stadium. I did work that place at one time. And it was a grand old place there. Free food and everything. But anyway, for us, he was a very, very kind guy. He's soft-spoken, but very kind. He answered all your questions. He did it in a polite manner. And he wasn't what you call a snob, but he was a very congenial, very humble type of guy there. I met him also again during the All-Star game when they had it down there at Comerica Park. And we got to sit on down and have a live conversation with me and a bunch of other media people there. And again, he gave us about a half an hour to close to maybe 40 minutes of his time in answering questions, concerns, and whatever it may be. Again, very humble, very decent. Didn't seem like it was a bug or a bugaboo on him to give us the information we wanted to know about him, because again, you know, he was a National League player there. You know, Tiger Stadium got him on All-Star games. Comerica Park got him as a visitor there. So that's how you got it there. Of course, I did not get to meet him during that All-Star game at Tiger Stadium there. I was too young, too nice, and again, going to college. But again, he was a very nice man there from the connections or the couple of times I got to meet him there. Again, Henry Aaron passed away on Friday at the age of 86 years old. Now, it's going to be some more and more events going on, including looking out for winter sports and how that's going to be projected. As we know right now, they are practicing per se in some of the gyms and whatnot. And then on Friday afternoon, the governor came on out there and some of the organizations, I mean schools that is, shut down their stuff there from Michigan's health department, saying right now with the slowest of getting the shots and the virus under control, they say the cases of deaths have been going down, but again, the new virus coming out there, they want to be exactly sure on what's going on and how it's going on there. So I'm quite sure they're keeping a huge watch on that, per se. So just we'll keep on top of that as much as I possibly can. Hopefully on Wednesday's show, I can give you more information. Or just turn on to the Game Sports Show tomorrow night at 6 to 8 o'clock on ESPN 1400. And maybe we'll have some news then. I don't know. But I'll stay informed. I'll try to stay informed with it here. I'll do my best. And, of course, the Pistons and the Red Wings. Red Wings played today. They lost to Chicago 6-2. I don't know what's going on, but again, the Red Wings are going to get better. Now, the Pistons, on the other hand, I don't know. I bet 10-1. Well, I'm going to keep that to myself. Butch on Sports. It's a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always Boys and Girls on Facebook. And you can also go to Podomatic.com, the home of Butch on Sports. Type in SimpleButchToo.podomatic.com and you go straight to the page. Yeah, do that. And you can also go to the GameSportsShow.com and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com and get your goodies there. Also, again, a reminder that the Game Sports Show will be on the air tomorrow from 6 to 8 o'clock with you guys in Sault Ste. Marie, Upper Peninsula Way, and all who have decent type of streaming devices there. Seems like the streaming device in Detroit's not working too happy. Hopefully, we can convince the home of ESPN 1400 to move that particular, so everybody down south here can hear the show. If not, we got a special thing going on, and I'll start that next week. I'll tell you about it on Wednesday here, boys and girls. Where you can hear Butch on Sports, so that particular show, the Game Sports Show, and yes, this down south in the Detroit metropolitan area. I am out of here, boys and girls. I'm going to look at some more football. Congratulations to Tampa Bay. They were host. I mean, that place was going to be in the first place. It was going to be there in the first place. But now they get to host it. First team ever to host a Super Bowl in their own home. Goody. Hey, we're out of here, boys and girls. Have a great, 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 great first of the week. Snow is going to come, and hopefully Wednesday, we ain't snowed in. Okay? All righty. Have a great, great, great Sunday.